Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And among the celebrations of the St. Patrick's Day, the downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade, it was founded by Joe McGlynn, and he is here to talk about it. Joe, thanks for stopping in. How are you?
Fine, Brian. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's good. Always good. St. Patrick's Day, everybody wants to be Irish, but to those of us who are Irish, we're the lucky ones, aren't we?
Certainly we are, but the thing is that we're Irish all year.
That's right. Every day.
Right.
So what's in store for us today?
Well, talking about the downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade, and run, which is coming up tomorrow on Saturday, March 17th, the run will start at 9 o'clock, and it's a five-mile measured route, and it ends at 8th and Market. The parade will start at 1 o'clock at 18th and Market and traverse, coming east and taking a right turn on Broadway. So we've got bands, we got floats, balloons, there's many things in that parade.
How has it grown over the years? I mean, it's one of the major events that St. Louisans always look forward to.
It is. The first year was 1970, so this is our 49th parade.
Mm-hmm.
It snowed that day. Big snowflakes.
Yeah.
And the green stripe that we had put down the street, of course, never hardened. So, and Al Cervantes was the mayor at the time.
Uh-huh.
And he and I were walking down there, and I guess I kind of was on the green stripe. And by the time we got to the end, his pant legs were green.
No.
He said, look what you've done to my pants.
What a great start. Huh?
Anyway, we had about 50 units.
Mm-hmm.
Now we turn away as many units as we have in, and we get about 130 units.
130 units.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll take a couple of hours past a given point. But we have, you know, 11 marching bands. We have a number of other units, floats that have music sound coming from them. And we have a military guest of honor this year from Ireland. We have Lauren Clifford Lee, who is a senator in the Irish government, and a lovely young lady. And so she's our Irish guest of honor. And then, of course, Steve Conway, a former alderman and now a city assessor, is the honorary parade marshal. And two-star general Kent Savory will be the military guest of honor. So big lineup.
And this is known internationally because you always have someone from Ireland over here for this.
Always have. It's like a who's who of Ireland. I mean, it's something we're very proud of, that we get guests of honor that other cities don't get.
How do you get them? Because it's St. Louis, it's St. Patrick's Day, and they want to take part?
Well, success begets success. So, I mean, we've had so many good ones. I was fortunate in the second year of our parade. I got Jack Lynch, who was then the Prime Minister of Ireland.
Wow.
And that's about as high as you can get in politics over there. And so that the next year he asked his Taoiseach, the Deputy Prime Minister, Erskine Childers, to come. And it turns out the year after Childers was here, he became President of Ireland. So, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of success. So I work it pretty hard, you know, get to the right people.
Well, you brought him good luck. When you bring the Irish good luck, you're really doing something.
That's true.
So we went back to the first one. How did this all get started? What was the idea, and how did you put it all together the first time?
In 1969, it occurred to me there must be something to do on St. Patrick's Day that's more honoring St. Patrick than doing what Irish do all year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Al Cervantes, and I told him, and he said, you'll never pull this off. You won't get the Irish degree on who can be in it, where to have it, what to wear, etc. So, but he said he would help any way he could. And he said, go down Olive Street. That's a narrow street. That way the few people that show up, he said, it looked like a crowd. Well, you know, didn't take very long. We had to move off of Olive because we were way too big. But that was how it started. But I've had a lot of success from the mayors of St. Louis. We never had any of them ever give us any trouble about it at all.
Mm. Visiting with Joe McGlynn, he is the founder of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown St. Louis. It steps off today at 1 o'clock again. Yeah. And then you added the 5K run. How did that all come about?
Well, that was a John Sullivan and Jim Crow, who's still with us, John's passed on, they had an idea that we should have a run in association with this. I said, why would we do that? And they said, well, because you can, it brings certain people downtown. It's exciting. So 40 years ago, they started this run, and it's been a grand success. I expect over 5,000 runners this afternoon or this morning for this run. It'll be, but it's great. There'll be contests. You know, one year we had six guys dressed up as a six-pack of Budweiser running in. Six of them were running in unison, and they did the whole 5 miles.
Oh, my goodness. That, there is some creativity out there.
Oh, yeah, there is. So that starts at 9. I encourage people to come down, and you can watch the run take off. It's an awesome sight to see that many people gathered at one time and go. And they're all timed. They get their time when they finish, but their time doesn't count until they start. They go across an electronic line, and mm-hmm. they got barcodes on them or something. And then when they cross the finish line, they get their specific time. So that goes on then. But the parade starts at 1 o'clock, so there'll be people down. The streets will be lined up by noon. There'll be lots of people out there. And it's supposed to be good weather.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Convergence, you've got a Saturday. You always have it on Saturday.
Yes.
And this is one of those years where it's also St. Patrick's Day. So sure. That works out really well.
It does. Yeah, it's perfect. And, you know, there are other people around town over in Belleville and Cottleville and stuff like that that have festivities. But this is the big thing. This is about St. Louis. Without a great, strong St. Louis area, you know, you wouldn't have suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have an urban area. You know?
Right.
So we dedicate ourselves to making this city great.
So downtown St. Louis will be green today, like it should be for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And if God smiles on us, we won't get rained on. It'll be a dry day. I understand it's going to be about 49 degrees tomorrow, so that's perfect.
Not bad. You've seen everything. Like you said, snow on the first one. I'm sure it's been really warm for St. Patrick's Day parade. Today's kind of right in the middle, but definitely okay.
That's fine, yeah.
Joe McGlynn, thank you very much for stopping by, and have a great, great St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Brian. Nice talking to you.
That's Joe McGlynn on KMOX, and coming up next on Total Information AM, we'll check the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.